Mira and Harper Audio present The Messy Life of Jane Tanner by Brenda Novak, performed by Amy McFadden. To Vinny, I'm so glad you are who you are, a kind, wonderful human being. There is no greater joy for a mother than to know her child's heart is in good hands. Welcome to the family, and thank you for showing you care about me, too. I'm so touched by the support you have offered me in reading my books, participating in Brenda Novak's book group on Facebook, helping with the monthly Brenda Novak's book boxes, and sometimes the meetings, too. Coming to my book signings, searching each store you visit to see if they carry my books, and contributing in so many ways to our family gatherings. 1. Jane Tanner felt like a dragonfly in amber, something that was meant to be free and swift, to change direction at a whim and evolve, but was forever caught and held in place. Alone in her little vintage thrift shop on Lincoln Street, the main drag of Coyote Canyon, she gazed out the front window and saw the same sleepy scene she saw almost every morning around 10 o'clock. She'd often considered moving to the big city, like her best friend, Tallulah, did when she went to Seattle and started a dessert diner. But even Tallulah hadn't escaped Coyote Canyon in the end. She'd come back nearly 2 years ago and married Brant Elway, a local rancher, and wow, did that cause a stir. There were still aftershocks. Those aftershocks affected Jane's life, too, but at least Tallulah was happy. She and Brant were living in the Victorian house Tallulah had purchased from her great-aunt's estate, and she claimed she no longer wanted to leave. Jane wondered if she could ever be content here and quit imagining a better life somewhere else. She could leave her hometown if she really wanted to, she reminded herself. No one would stop her, or even blame her. Her lease on the store ended in 30 days. Although the owner had been nagging her to renew, she hadn't signed the document Laverl White had dropped off. Even the possibility of starting over someplace else, where she felt she'd find people whose interests better matched her own, was exciting. The Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco was one idea. From what she'd seen online, she'd fit right in, with her love of vintage clothing and furniture. She knew she would thrive in that iconic city, with its cultural diversity, its museums, theater, concerts, sports, parks, and beaches. The cute coffee shops, bookshops, and delicious restaurants also appealed to her, as did living by the ocean and being treated to such incredible views of the bay. She ached with longing when she imagined it, but she couldn't leave Montana right now. Moving would require putting her grandfather in a care facility, and she didn't have the heart to do that. But his memory was getting worse. That was why, almost a year ago, she'd given up the small apartment above her store, which still sat empty, and moved in with him. Now she lived in his white brick rambler several blocks away, on the very edge of town. Given all the things he was starting to forget, some would argue it was time she put him in the care of professionals. But she knew how much happier he'd be if he could remain in his own home, where he'd lived since marrying Grandma Ruby, or Nana, as Jane had called her. Nana had died 10 years ago on the operating table while having a stent put in her heart. But her picture still hung on the walls, her sewing kit still rested next to the couch, and her beloved piano still filled the dining room, leaving no space for a table and chairs. Those items, and all the others surrounding Papa, kept the love of his life present. How could Jane move him to an assisted living facility? It would mean taking him to Bozeman or Billings, where he wouldn't get many visitors, only those who were willing to make the drive. He'd no longer be able to chat with his longtime neighbor, Herbert Hensley, as they stood watering their lawns, or wave to Martha Grimmie when she delivered his mail, or tinker in his large workshop the way he liked to. And if he went into a care center, he'd have to give up his beloved dog, Otis, which would probably kill him. Jane couldn't allow that to happen, let alone make it happen. If there were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?